We've been building this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview. We have a special focus for you this week. First-generation college students making a huge leap in life.
What you've done is you've come out of that cultural background that was very much laid out generations before you of people not going to college, in many cases not attaining even a high school diploma.
Dr. Aaron Thompson heads the Kentucky Council on Post-Secondary Education. He was himself the first in his Clay County family to go to college. And he was a featured speaker at EKU's recent day-long conference on the first-generation students who make up 40% of the university's student body.
When you're going into a new setting, when you're going into a new atmosphere, a new culture, what you're doing is you're having to adjust to that climate while actually doing what you're there to do and what you're doing with other people who aren't first-generation college students.
Imagine the challenges. WEKU reporters Samantha Morrill, Stu Johnson, and Wendy Barnett looked at some of them, from coming from a foster care setting or arriving on campus as a young parent to confusing communications issues. Meanwhile, like so many things in life, there is more to this story. There are the concerns and fears of families back on the home front.
There's two things. One is that they're afraid that going outside that culture will change the way you're thinking, change your belief system, or change your moral value system, or change the way that you even view them. That's scary in many ways. And so they want to hold their children close to them, if you will, and not let that get away from them. The second thing is that it is truly, in many cases, you've heard that you don't want to get above your raisin either, which means that there is what I call a holdback. The idea that if it was good enough what I had for me, it's probably good enough for you.
And what about eager learners who, for any number of reasons, just can't leave home? What if college came closer to them? Trent Poole is director of the just-forming University Center of Southern Kentucky, based on the campus of Somerset Community College.
The target student primarily are those students who don't have the option to relocate, students who have children, have families, have a job or several jobs. They may be caregivers of extended family members, so relocating to further their education is just simply not an option.
The goal is to bring to the region the kind of change that only education can achieve.
We want a higher level trained workforce so that business and industry will look at us as a viable place to come.
And what about the many who are nowhere near this level of education?
There are 335,000 Kentuckians that do not have a GED or an equivalent.
Derek Ramsey, he's Kentucky's Secretary of Education and Workforce Development.
Come next year, 2020. 62% of the jobs that will be out there will require some formal education. And so with this in mind, it's critical that we get our Kentuckians off the sideline and into the game.
Secretary Ramsey has information on how to get on a fast track to obtaining that GED that can make all the difference in what the future has to hold. It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on 88.9 and on our mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.